you sum that one up?
We were extremely disappointed to lose the early goal. You know, it gave Dundee United a foothold in the game, I thought. And then the second goal, you could see that they grew in a little bit of confidence. I think we had the chance, I think Kyle Turner's had a half chance at 1-0 to get us back in the game. But for as much as we're disappointed to come up here and lose, I thought the response from the boys the second half, we showed there's a belief about us. I know we've lost the game 2-0, but you know, we had three good chances the second half. Andy Ryan's very unlucky hitting the crossbar. Kevin Nisbet had a snatch shot, and Ryan Dow, I think the keeper made a really good save when he was through 1-1. So, as I say, as much as we're disappointed, we'll look at the positive side of it. We've got to say that we gave it a right good goal the second half, and we've now got the Arbroath game on Tuesday night to look forward to.
Was it a tough decision to after Andy Ryan's performances in the last couple of weeks to start him today?
I said it's not a personal thing when you leave somebody out. Andy Ryan had come on and scored a couple of goals and looked very lively. Thought he was deserving of his chance today, and it happened to be Kevin Nisbet that missed out. But on that side, I didn't see any petulance or disappointment in Kevin when he came on. You know, I thought he tried to link the game for us. He got himself in a couple of goal scoring positions. But it's for the team, and Kevin took that today and took it in the manner that it was intended.
How's Lewis Martin?
Unfortunately, it's an impact injury, so they're very hard to tell how serious, or you know, it could be one of them that dies down within a couple of days. But there's a fair bit of swelling, he's had to have it strapped up, and you know, I think it'll take a day or two for Kevin to assess what the outcome will be of that injury.